This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Let's invite into the studio our tennis correspondent, Joel King Main.
Hello, how are you?
Your phone's going off.
I know my phone. I've just put it on silent.
Is that the tennis?
Yes,
are
it is the tennis.
An update?
Yes, I'm getting a direct call from Djokovic himself. I'm not answering.
Don't answer.
I'm not answering.
I hear he might be a bit threatened at the moment.
Yes. Well, he's the favourite to win, obviously, in the men's side. But, you know, it's not a guarantee. And let's hope that he doesn't. We'd love to see somebody new win at the Australian Open on the men's side.
Is that why he's ringing you?
Yes. Give me some support. I don't have enough. That's a lie. You have a lot.
Okay. Now, where are we with the tennis? Where are we at?
Where are we at? So we're on day 12, I think it is.
Right.
Day 11, something like that. We're in quarterfinals day still on the men's and women's side in the singles. We've had a women's quarterfinal match today that's been completed on center court with Yastremska from the Ukraine. She beat Noskova 6-3, 6-4. So she's heading into the semifinals.
Okay.
Her opponent will play later tonight, and that's a match between Kalinskaya and Zheng from China
so
as well.
So Zheng or Kellen will be playing her?
Correct, yes.
In the finals?
In their semifinal, which takes place tomorrow. In the other semifinal is number 2 seed Sabalenka versus number 4 seed Coco Gauff. And we want to say, go the Gauff.
Go
the Gauff. Yes, we do. Yes. So we're rooting for Coco Gauff, yes.
Fabulous. I will be rooting for Coco Gauff.
Good.
As well.
Go Gauff.
Now, I see one match went into 1 a.m. and it's put the whole scheduling under the spotlight again. I mean, who wants to be playing tennis until 1 a.m.? I know you probably would.
I probably would.
But who wants to be up watching until 1 a.m.?
You'd fall asleep if you're not actually there. But I think, you know, what's happening is that this year they started the Australian Open on a Sunday to allow them the extended time for scheduling. But what happens is that when matches start a little bit later on center court, that means that they go later into the night, depending on if it's a 3-setter or 5-setter for the men. And some of those men's matches have gone into 5-set, 10-match tiebreak. So it's crazy timing.
Right, okay. Let's talk about we've spoken about the women's.
Yeah.
The men's.
The men's. So quarterfinal action happening today. So at the moment, number 3 seed Daniil Medvedev is taking on her cats. It's 2 sets all, I should say.
Okay.
So they're going into a 5th set. Tonight we have number 6 seed Zverev and my favourite at the moment, Alcaraz, the number 2 seed, playing off in the quarterfinals tonight.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the Pride Day.
Yeah, Pride
when
Day.
Is that? Is that
Pride
coming up?
Day. Yeah, so it's actually tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, so there's it's taking over John Cain Arena for Pride Day. You have to obviously buy tickets if you want to go. But the Australian Open celebrates diversity and inclusion on Pride Day. And it came about because they wanted to, you know, we're in Midsummer Festival, but also the fact that they wanted to bring a little bit more diverse and celebration into the Australian Open because anybody can play tennis, doesn't matter who you are.
Except me.
You can. Of course you can. So there's musical acts playing like Peach PRC and Pride Ambassador Tash Sultan. Basically, the Australian Open wants to bring a bit of a powerful statement, like I said, to say that everybody's included to play the sport.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah,
what would be more powerful is they go and rename that arena.
That's a whole...
In my view, but that's a different conversation,
absolutely.
I know, I nearly got into an argument with our sports reporter on a Monday over it.
I can just imagine what his thought process was.
Yes, absolutely. Separate the sport
from the person.
Comments, which is one
it's
argument
hard.
As well. It is hard. Let's also talk about Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, yes.
He is admitting he may not be playing.
Yeah,
tennis.
And this has been a conversation that's been happening for quite some time. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really played a lot of the game over the last couple of years due to injury. I think he played once or twice last year and didn't really do a lot. He didn't play any of the Grand Slams. So the time on his career could be up, and I think the injury could be forcing his hand. But he has got himself involved in so many other different things. He's got his charity. Mm-hmm. He loves his basketball. He's never really been committed to tennis, so to speak. He's played it and earned his money. But I think that, the time on his career might be very soon coming.
Does he call you as well, like Novak?
I wouldn't take a call from him either. No, I probably would take a call from Nick. Yes,
you would?
Nick, call me. Yes.
Now, so that you can go and give Novak a call back.
Yes.
What I want to know is I sent you a little task or gave you a little task earlier on, and it was all about, we know there's something called paddle. I don't know if it's a paddle ball.
Yeah, or you're right.
Paddle by itself.
Yep.
Is there?
Paddle ball. Okay, what have you found? This is a brand new thing. It's a sport that is played on half the size of a normal tennis court using paddle rackets. Now, the rackets are made out of wood and graphite and has plenty of holes in them for the friction. And the game is played with two players. You can play it either a single game like we do now, or you can play it as a doubles match as well. And I'm going to put the call out, Warren.
Yes.
You and I and two other of our fabulous people here from Joy, Demetra and the gorgeous Jackie, we are going to go and have a game of paddleball.
I want to. I really want to. But
there's a place opened up in around the Westgate Bridge.
You've done your research.
And there's a new place opening up in Richmond.
Which is even close to me. Yes. So there's no excuse.
No excuse.
Okay, we're going to play. But I must warn you, I'm not that coordinated. So
well, you won't be with me. I'm very competitive. You're not on my team.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I love it.
Joel, great to have you giving us the updates. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Warren.
Joel King-Main, you're on Joy Drive. You can catch Joel straight after us as well on his little show that comes up.
Joy Weekly.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.